I have that. I don't know. I'll comment on things, I guess.
Did you not play any games?
No, I didn't. I played cell phone games, and that's embarrassing, so...
No, just bring them up. What cell phone games?
The same ones I have been playing. So, like, Tiny Death Star and Candy Crush, and I'm not talking about Candy Crush on the show. No one must know my secret.
Let's get really into Candy Crush.
Yeah, let's, like, let's not super dig into Candy Crush.
Tell we'll me do the, a walkthrough.
Tell me the intricate Candy Crush.
A walkthrough.
Tips and tricks. Welcome to Game Pro.
Tips on how to candy crush.
Yes, how to crush them candies.
Crush I'm surprised them that our Game of the Year article is getting as many hits as it is, just because how late it is.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah,
we win.
It's like at 50 right now. Which is more. I thought everyone would be like, nah, don't care.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So, it is.
So when are you going to piss off the internet again, Chris?
I might do it with Batman again, actually.
Oh, no. Man.
Stop it. Give it a chance.
No. I'm going to write an article something along the lines of five ways Arkham Knight could be the best Batman game ever, or something like that.
It could. That you drive a Batmobile. That's all I need to know.
Word, huh? I know. Batmobile?
That's really dumb, guys.
And it's actually made by Rocksteady.
See, this is how Chris pisses people off. We're like, yeah, Batmobile. And Chris is like, nope, stupid.
It is really stupid. I don't want to drive in a Batman game. I want to punch bros,
then
and
what's
I want
the point
explore.
In being Batman?
Punching
yeah,
bros in a
explore. Batmobile that you can drive.
Yeah.
That's the cool part.
Really? You think that that's the cool part of being Batman?
Yeah, the Batmobile's b***ing. That's a sweet car.
While I will concede the fact that
that's
is
just
a sweet
car. That's just how you should enter every podcast, Bat.
What?
The Batmobile's b***ing.
That'll be my catchphrase today. How about that?
No, don't. I have to edit it out each time.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get bleeped every single time.
The Batmobile's beep.
And then they're going to think maybe you're saying the Batmobile is or... Because I might not edit properly.
Don't worry.
It'll be a mystery.
Right.
I have a way around it.
Okay.
I have a way that you won't have to edit it.
All right.
It'll be cool. Don't worry.
All right, you guys ready
Trust
to do
me
this?
On this one.
Wait a minute. I was going to say something. Oh, no, the Batman article. I'm just going to write it about, like, changes they could make to the formula that would help. Not, not like, hey, all this is really cool that we know about so far, because everything we know so far is pretty dumb, but...
Except that should, for that Batmobile.
No, yeah. that should be the title of the article. Everything we know so far about Batman Arkham Knight is dumb.
Yeah. Well, so far, what do we know? We know you should ride the Batmobile. We know it's got the, you know, some of the same enemies. It might have Hush. That sounds kind of cool. Might have Azrael, as whatever Austin said. That sounds pretty neat. It's an open world, which is already a step in the wrong direction for Batman.
If you say so.
I not only say so, I declare it from the rooftop, sir.
Wasn't Arkham Asylum open world?
It was more
retro-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very... The environments weren't tight. They weren't that tight. Like, you had a lot of wiggle room, and it was semi-open world. But the problem with Arkham City is that they just had a big open world and nothing in it. It just...
That game was awesome.
No,
it wasn't.
I liked it.
There was nothing there.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
There was nothing there. Nothing in between the places. There was a couple places, and between them, nothing. So,
yeah, if you say
more
so.
More stuff between things. That's what we need. More things to do. And more Metroidvania.
What, do you want to go work out and go get hot dogs? What are you talking about?
No, but maybe,
crazy
you
bastard.
Know. Maybe, you know, interacting with things.
Freaking nuts.
A little easier.
You're
than...
nuts. You're a crazy man. Crazy.
I would like more ways to interact with NPCs than to just punch them.
Nope.
Yes.
No, I'm good on that.
I would like.
Because they're all just going to be whining anyway.
No fetch quests? That'd be great.
Then it's not a video game.
So video games have to have fetch quests? Is that what you're telling me?
For the most part, yeah.
I don't agree with you, like, at all.
A game without a fetch quest is, like, What is that? What simulator? It's okay. Stupid.
There you go. There's a conversation, Chris. Thrilling.
Isn't that thrilling? Isn't that the most entertaining thing ever?
Why are you guys picking on me so hard today? You better start the podcast, Barry, or we're gonna have like a 45-minute intro.
I asked you if you're ready. You said you're chewing on your stupid granola bar.
Christ.
I'm not chewing on a granola bar no more.
Okay. Now I gotta get my blood pressure down. You're stressing me out. All right, let's do this. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Level Saves Now Playing Podcast. This game is broken. I am Barry Villatoro, and joining me today is Chris Locke.
Video games are dumb.
And Matt Curione.
The Batmobile is a lady dog in.
I don't
Is that
know.
Censored enough for you?
I mean, I don't have to. Never mind.
It is, but it doesn't have the snap the other one did, but okay.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Right, I apologize. Howdy, y'alls.
There you go. We're here to talk about what we've been playing this week in video games.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, like every week on the show, Chris has to talk about Dark Souls. So let's get that out of the way quickly.
So, Barry, why don't you just go lie down for a few minutes? And then we'll, I'll text you.
Hey, Barry, do your impression of Chris.
All right, I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Okay, hey, Barry, are
I'll
you
play
still
Hawk. No, yeah, I'm going to play Hawken while you guys talk.
Okay. Barry, I want you to know something.
The sequel to Hexen.
I want you to know
classic
something.
Classic game.
I beat Dark Souls, guys.
Beat it, yes.
I beat it.
All right.
You did better than I did.
You're darn right I did, Matt. Suck it.
Jeez.
Sorry, I'm excited, guys. I am so happy. You don't know how much this means to me. It's overwhelming, truly. Yeah, but
it's the greatest day of your life.
It really, you know what? No other game I can think of has given me that feeling of like accomplishment. Like, holy crap! I can't believe I actually did this. Just getting through it. And fighting that last boss, man, it was one heck of an experience, and I would suggest anyone play it. But as I was saying on Twitter, Dark Souls is the only game I would suggest you put like 30 hours into before you decide whether it's good or bad.
Well, that's stupid.
Because seriously, like after...
Well, hopefully the one that comes out on Tuesday doesn't have that problem.
Oh, it will. Oh, it most certainly
no,
will.
I don't think it will.
Oh, I went to such and such restaurant and the food was terrible. I suggest you go back 30 times before you decide if you like that restaurant or not.
No, it'd be more like, I went to this restaurant and I had a mixed experience. There was some great parts, but also filled with frustration. Lots of highs and lows at this restaurant. But then after...
My waiter cursed me out, but and apparently that happens every time. But one day I'll get a nice one. One day.
I went there, the waiter yelled at me, but man, the food was really good. So,
overall, a delight.
Yeah, overall, it's an okay experience. I think I'll do this again.
Yeah, it's such a great experience when you finally get a good meal at that restaurant and everything goes good, you jump for joy. It finally happened!
Oh man, the food is so good now that I've suffered so much.
All right, tell us, let's get it out of the way.
No, that's basically, I mean, Matt and I are going to do like a one-off podcast just talking about Dark Souls soon. That's just Dark Souls. Yeah. I text Matt, we already got this worked out, son. we're just going to talk about, you know, everything with Dark Souls and have a good time. So if you want to hear all that, go for it. But other than that, like, I seriously would highly suggest that game. Obviously, it is a phenomenal experience. It's something extremely different from anything else that you're going to get on the market today. And the feelings that it can evoke within you are something that you're not going to get from any other game.
Sheer rage.
Sheer rage. Pretty is much. One. Yeah, there's going to be rage, but there's going to be elation. Like I wrote an article about it, and in that I mentioned how once I finally got the last hit in on the final boss, mm-hmm. I literally jumped up from my couch and said, I can't say what I said because I'd have to censor it. But I yelled really loud.
I always say F.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know what? I was reading that article. I read like maybe half of it, and I was like, wow, this sounds pretty interesting. Like it sounds much. It's much better to read than to hear you talk about it.
Yeah. I'm much better at describing my feelings when I'm just writing them down.
Yeah, it was good. And I had to get ready.
It's a fun game.
I know everybody's...
It's enjoyable.
Okay. Now you got
kids love it.
Dark Souls 2 on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yes,
gonna play that
Tuesday one is gonna be fun.
I need to get away from Dark Souls.
Oh really?
I almost bought the DLC for Dark Souls and said no, I can't. I need to just stop. This is quickly becoming the
no,
only
you do
I ever play.
Except you do.
Do I need to buy the DLC?
It's awesome. they add like a whole new section of the world, and they also added a PvP arena.
Matt, I can't do this.
Yes, you can.
Matt, don't egg him on.
I can't do
it. If you're not gonna get the new one, get this.
Maybe. I just need to take a break. Okay, I really, really love Dark Souls, but I need a break from me.
And we're done. No more talking.
Okay.
Yep.
What have you been playing, Barry?
One of the things I've been playing, we'll start with, well, I got in a couple of matches of Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
Yeah, you did.
That's a super competent shooter.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Like, I was kind of like, oh, let's see what this is like. And then, you know, it lets you run around while it's installing. You don't get to do much. And then I got into my first match. And I was like, hell yeah, I like this. I chose, like, Sunflower, so it has, like, it shoots, like, rapid pieces of light. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it does it super fast. It doesn't cause a lot of damage, but then that the Sunflower can heal.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I was running out healing people, and it's like the level layout is pretty interesting. Like, there's like tree houses and things you can run into, so it's more vertical than I expected it to be. And on top of that, the map is huge. The one I was playing on, I didn't expect it to be that
big.
Was
it the suburban map?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that level's awesome.
And it may not have been, it felt big just because there's so many nooks and crannies, because you're playing in like a neighborhood, and every neighborhood has like a, you know, has a backyard, and there's fences, and there's sheds, and trampolines, and all those kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that's...
Can you jump on the trampolines?
A great...
Yes, you can.
Oh,
and
it
bounces,
man.
And it bounces you up.
I gotta
get
this trying to game.
It's really cool. Yeah, it's really good. It's really, really good. So I only got a couple matches in, but I was like, yep, I'm definitely playing a lot more of this game.
We'll have to play sometime soon.
Yeah.
That game's a delight.
Yeah, that game's definitely going to hold me over.
For what?
What, for two more days?
Yeah.
Until frickin' Titanfall?
Yeah.
You want to talk about Titanfall and how excited you are?
No, I'm excited.
How you're taking the day off, Barry?
Yeah, I already said I was taking the day off.
That's a terrible idea.
Your face is a terrible idea.
What?
Yeah, how's that a terrible idea? I don't get it.
Okay.
He just keeps telling me that nothing's going
to
work.
Barry and I had this conversation earlier, but it basically boils down to Microsoft, pretty good about keeping their servers up and running, not worried about their track record. EA, does anyone remember SimCity? Anybody? Or anything
that's
that they ever put online?
FPC online only, and it didn't have dedicated servers. This does. It'll be fine.
I don't think it's going to be
okay.
Ooh,
in your face,
son. I
don't
think it's going to be okay.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure...
Shut down.
I'm sure Microsoft's sitting there like, you know, you guys have to, like, not let this screw up. You realize that, right? We're paying you a lot of money. Do not... please don't let it be a failure when it launches. But,
well, it depends. I mean, if people really love it, then... it's going to be nigh impossible for them to keep up with demand. That's just the way things are.
It'll be fine.
All right.
You heard it here first on...
Chris is just mad he can't. Chris is just mad he can't play Titanfall, so he's wishing for the downfall.
Yeah, that's why. I'm so angry that I can't play Titanfall that I want it to fail. That I'm like, Titanfall, what a loser.
Hey, there's like, people out there that do that.
More like Battlefield with robots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call of Titanfall.
Yeah, if only
Call
that was
Titanfall.
True.
Anyways, yeah. So Plants vs. Zombies is rad. I'm going to play some more of that. I didn't get to, I only played as like the sunflower and your standard like zombie soldier.
But go for the scientists. Scientists are cool.
Yeah, that seemed cool. But I saw a lot of like football player zombies running around. Like everybody was
choosing.
They're
not that great.
Yeah, it was like this one dude was like, oh, like he basically like tried to corner me. Well, I just kept jumping around as a little sunflower, and it took me forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I killed them. I was like, you couldn't even hit me. Big old slow moving thing.
Use the power beam that that guy comes with. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's just for healing though, right?
Oh, you mean the, you can like plant yourself down and like it's like a giant like sun laser.
Whoa, oh, sun laser!
I'm gonna plant myself. That's rad.
Sounds better than Titan.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Chris,
I've had those same thoughts.
PVZ is EA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
yeah, it
every,
is.
Okay. I don't think you can even compare.
No, you can't. I'm sure the demand is not the same.
But in a perfect world, it would be.
But Matt was right when
you know
I was playing.
You're
it, like,
right. Wouldn't that be great if we weren't sitting here talking about like, oh, Titanfall is going to be so great? Everyone was super jazzed about Plants vs. Zombies. Think about that universe.
Anyways, while I was playing.
I thought that was a funny thought.
While I was playing Plants vs. Zombies, just like Matt was saying last week, the atmosphere with everybody that's playing, like, oh man. He shot me in the face. Like, no one was, like, getting upset. Like, everyone was just kind of happy playing the game.
Just having a good time.
Yeah, it's really strange.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
It's a delight.
It's not going to be the same for Titanfall.
No, it's not.
You're probably going to get called some sort of racist or bigoted slur within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, I just mute. I don't want to talk to anybody unless, like, I'm in a party with them.
Don't yeah, I'm done with that.
I don't want to hear you. If you're, you know, if we party up, sweet. If not, I don't want to talk to you.
I ain't talking to no strangers.
But I played that, and then I've been playing Project Spark.
Really?
And then the
Project what is that?
Spark beta. Seriously, what the hell is that? That's what I was thinking going out. I was like, what? I finally get to see what the heck this thing is. And it's basically like the ton of creation tools. It reminded me a lot of like Little Big Planet in the way that like, hey, all these creation tools are here and you could basically make any game you want.
Really?
Like, you know, like Chris,
I have a beta code for it. I should probably
play that. You need to get in that. Because I never got into Little Big Planet, but Chris is always telling me about all the different levels and people can do like RPGs. There's all these different things you can do in there. Just as long as like, you know, if you have the creation tools and you can get everything down, like you can basically do anything. And then that is what Project Spark is like. So it has a super long and detailed tutorial if you want to go through,
okay,
which you are going to need, because you can even like you can plan the AI and stuff like that for all the characters and the way they act. You know, if this happens, then do this kind of a thing. That kind of code.
So I'll
that's
be
in there.
Playing this game and I'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I can make my own thing.
Yeah, it's gonna. I mean, depending on what you're gonna make, though, it will take you some time.
I'm gonna make the worst game of all time.
No, but like, so like I.
And it's gonna be called worst game of all time.
it's like someone did like a version of Temple Run.
Oh, nice.
Game that I played, and then someone else did. I can't think of the name of the game off the top of my head. You guys will know. It's the one where it's like, you used to play in the arcade with like a skee ball, and you're trying to like shoot like the asteroids or rockets that are coming down on your base. Missile Command.
Missile Command. Yeah.
Someone did a version of that.
It was Missile Command.
Yeah, someone did like a version of that in the game. Someone has done
like, awesome.
Someone did like a tower defense. So, like when it first starts, there's you see like a gate, and then the camera zooms in, the gate pops open, and you're looking down on this field from you have like a top down view of it, and now you have like you can run around and build towers and things like that. I was like, what? Like what is this? There's all these different things, and then if you don't want to do that, that's in the creation mode. You can do this thing called Crossroads, which is basically a choose-your-own-adventure game. So it starts off, and it's like, what does your world look like? And there's, you know, you could choose it's going to have hills or canyons, or it's going to be flat land or whatever. Then you can choose, like, if it's Arctic, if it's desert, if it has forests. And then you can choose, like, the time of day. And then it goes from there, puts you in the world, and it's like, oh, what's your, you know, where is your character going to start? So then you do that, and it builds a village up wherever you place it on the map. And then it allows you to choose what kind of what kind of adventure are you going to have? So you choose like your hero, and then it's like, oh, what's your hero here for? Is it here for adventure? And it says there's two other things that are there. This is coming soon. Like, one is rebuild and one is defense. So you choose adventure. It's like, all right, what's in the center of your town? Like, it keeps every time it comes to a certain choice that would happen in the story or the game or quest or anything, it gives you the choice of what's going on.
Hmm.
So nice. It's a complete.
So I will be as soon as this show's over, I'm going to download this.
You have to, and go right into Crossroads so you can see what I'm talking about.
So it okay, cool. Makes like a little mini adventure kind of on the fly.
Yeah, and it's basically Fable, like the 3D adventure version of it. Like Crossroads is like a little Fable.
Hmm.
And then you
it's
get
a wee Fable.
You get attacked, and then it's like, oh, well, here's like it asks you where the enemy's base is. You place the enemy's enemy's base on the map, and then it allows you to build a path. And so you use your spark to basically all you do is you move your spark around, and wherever it goes, it's building a path. So you can build it from, you know, your village to the enemy's base. But as you're doing that, randomly on the sides of the path, every now and again, there'll be like a little patch of land that pops open, and it's like it's opening up little side quests for you automatically as you're building pathways.
What?
Yeah, and then as you do it, there's huge like question marks on the map, and you can put your pathway close to it, or you don't have to. But these question marks are basically for when you actually start, when you go to play it and you're running around your path, whatever. If you go with these question marks, the game stops. It's like, oh, you've discovered something here. What did you discover? And it gives you different choices again of whatever you discovered there.
Wow.
And so like one of the things I was like, oh, observatory. Yeah, let me check that. And then bring, you know, just this giant observatory springs out of the ground. And then it doesn't ever tell you what you can do in the game with the buildings, but there's always people outside, or because you can, like in your village, you can build your own bakeries and things like that. So I was like, staircases, of course, got to go up them. And then you go up to the top of the staircase, there's a lever. I went up to the very top, and then I poke my little high into the telescope, and it's like, oh, there's an asteroid coming down. And then it asks you, where's it going to land? And then you choose where it lands. And then, boom, it's like, oh, you just create like a whole little side quest. And then you go over to the asteroid, and it's like, oh, look, you found a sword. So you like that's how you like you get a brand new weapon that way. And then as you're going, like I said, you can check on all these little different side quests as you're going to your main quest to get whatever item you had to for your adventurer. And then it's like
I need it.
Like a whole playthrough of Crossroads maybe took me like anywhere depending on how like the first time I did it, I did like a straight path because like I didn't understand like it creates a side quest for you on the path. I did like a straight path. It took me maybe like 25 minutes, a half hour to do a playthrough of Crossroads. But then the second time, I wanted to make it longer and have a bunch of side quests and all these things. So maybe it took me like maybe 45 minutes altogether. And then once you're done with your Crossroads map that you did, you can save it and give it a new name and something and suggest it to one of your friends.
That's cool. I gotta get this.
And it's just like you pop into Project Spark and you can go into play and you can select community. And then there's like, you know, top rated games, top rated maps, newest this, newest that. And then what other people do, it's just really rad. So there's people that just go in there and they create awesome, awesome, awesome maps. Like one dude remade a Rivendell.
Okay.
Like it's an exact replica of Rivendell. And it's just a map, right? Or someone else did the best one I've seen. I saved it. I don't remember what the name of it was, but this guy made a huge sprawling map with waterfalls and there's underground caverns and there's tunnels. And I was like, dang, like this must've took some time to do it. It is so rad, but you can take these maps and then you can click when you go into it, you can click edit and then hit remix. So now it allows you. So now you get this giant map and now you can create your own story and game and adventure within this map.
Holy crap.
That someone else made for you. So it's like, hey, I want Rivendell. Okay, Rivendell, I'm going to go play it. Remix, and then you can go and create your own adventure. It's like so sick. There's people that are just...
All right, guys, thanks for listening to
yeah, I'm going to go buy an Xbox.
I got to go.
And it's people are just creating these maps. Like someone created the Enterprise. I was like, okay,
done. Seriously, let's go. This is enough of this podcast.
It's like, of course I got to go run around the Enterprise. You know what I mean?
Okay, so I have a question real quick because you're selling me on an Xbox way harder than Titanfall ever could. when you're creating levels and stuff, you said you can kind of like program AI and stuff. Can you, okay, let me back up. Is it just straight up like action adventure, or is there like an RPG element? Can you add RPG elements?
What do you mean?
Can you create your own quests? Can you create like a leveling system?
You can do absolutely anything. I don't know about leveling system. I can't go that far. But in terms of like quests and go get this and go get that, and yeah, you can create a whole quest lines. And it's like where, let's say you could have on your map where it's like, if player crosses this point, this happens. So you could have, okay, the player crossed the point. Like it shows like when you're starting Project Spark, something like that similar happens where someone moves to a certain area. And now it triggered an event where like there's like a flood of goblins coming. And, you know, part of whatever story you're trying to create. Like, there's all sorts of different events and things you can do in that game. It's not just 3D adventures. Like I said, someone does Temple Run. Like, dude, there's 2D side-scrolling platformers that people are creating. It's seriously, like, it's basically every kind of game you can think of is in there.
This sounds like everything I ever wanted the planet to be.
So this is just the beta right now, right?
This is just the beta. Yeah, I didn't know what this actually was. So I got into it. I was like, are you serious? This is rad. And like, the more I played, the more I'm just like, this is insane. And I haven't read it anywhere, and I haven't actually seen this anything, but from playing everything, it seems like this is going to be free to play. Like, you're going to be able to play. You're going to get your default. This is the default things you can do. And as you play, as you create and play other people's things, you're earning tokens, you're earning gold bars, and you can use these tokens and gold bars to buy other packs. Like you could buy, like, let's say the castle pack, and it gives you castle stuff you can create. You can create knights. You can create, you know, it gives you like heroes, enemies, you know, things to put in the map, all sorts of stuff like that.
Do you know if you can like rearrange or create your own textures?
I don't know.
Like you say, knight,
apparently it's
like
cross platform as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's why there's so much stuff being created, because people are creating things on Windows using a mouse and keyboard, and then you can just go jump in and play it on your Xbox.
Yeah, it's going to be cross-platform between Xbox One, 360, and Windows.
That's on 360 as well?
Yeah, that's insane.
Yes, and Spark is beautiful!
So how do you...
You can record audio using your headset to like make people have voices and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
How do you...
Okay.
Barry, have you messed with any of, like, the AI programming, like you said?
No. Like, I went through the tutorial a little bit, and I was, like, getting really interested in it. And after a while, I was like, oh, man, this is... Like, I was like, I want to sit down and do this, but it was late at night. I was like, I don't have the time. Like, I'm going to have to sit down and be like, all right, I'm going to start making a game. And really get into it, because it's going to take some time. But with so much stuff you can do, it's like... You could create your own little story and own little world. Like, and that's what the game tells you in the beginning. It's like, oh, here you are in the universe. There's, you know, dozens of other Sparks just like you, creating brand new worlds. And like each little thing is supposed to be its own little world and stuff like that. It's not just like some simple little thing. It's crazy how detailed it can become. Like, I'm telling you, that one map I went into, and this dude had caverns and tunnels, and it's like you're running around on top. You're like, oh, man, this is a beautiful world. And you find a cave. You run to the cave, and it brings you to, like, an underground waterfall. I was like, what? This is insane.
It will be mine. Oh, yes. It will be mine.
Can you affect gravity?
I don't know.
Barry, there are things you need to learn about this game, because I have lots of questions.
I don't know.
I want to know how the interface works for programming things. I want to know a lot of things.
Yeah, well, I don't know all
can
that
you
stuff.
Make, can you make waterfalls go up? That'd be kind of cool.
I don't know. I don't know.
Reverse waterfalls. Sold.
Can you affect lighting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you can make it, like, super dark?
Yeah, you can make it super dark. You can change the angle of the sun, all sorts of stuff like
that. Can you put in a day and night cycle?
Yep. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yep.
Project Spark is really rad.
Seriously, when this comes out, this has sold me on an Xbox 100%.
And what they were saying
is, I will
be buying
one eventually because of this.
From what I've been seeing too, is that everything you're doing in the beta is going to carry over. All the maps, everything you earn, all the tokens, everything you get is just going to carry right over. It's going to be free to play anyways. Like, you can see it's going to be, and then you could also, like, you can spend money to buy tokens and bars and stuff if you want to.
All right.
You know, unlock a certain pack for whatever
reason.
Did
it show you how much that would cost?
It was like, I want to say it was like $5 for 5,000 tokens. So I don't know what that really equates to when it comes to buying the packs and things like that, from what I can remember. And so, like, it gives you a choice similar in the only game I can think of was Rise, where I'm sure there's got to be other games where it's like you're earning two different kinds of currency, one currency is rarer to get, but it also costs less to buy things with that currency. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's like it might take you forever to get a couple gold bars, but it's only going to take you two gold bars to buy an entire pack, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Where you get tokens all the time, but it's going to cost you more tokens. And you earn these things just for playing and creating. Like you go into the tutorial, as soon as you go into the tutorial, it's like, oh, here you go. You're earning like levels, you're earning experience, you're earning tokens and stuff, all just by being in the game and playing anytime you're doing something.
This is going to be
amazing. I'll get it.
Yeah, this is going to be
I'm going to make a cool game.
That's what I was tweeting. I was like, I can't believe what's going on in Project Spark already. And while it's in the beta, once this thing opens up to a wider community and people really learn how to use this, it's going to be insane.
So, Chris, I think you should cancel all those plans of getting a PS4.
When is this game released?
There's that.
I don't know when Project Spark's coming out. I don't know.
There's no release date, but the beta's there now.
But that doesn't necessarily mean I can get into the beta.
You can always find code.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
someone can get you a code.
Maybe. Let me think about it, guys. I could go on down to my local GameStop. They've got Xboxes out the wazoo, but no PS4s. None.
Join the fun club.
That is crazy, though. Yeah. Project Spark I didn't know what it was until I got into it. The first thing I did was at Crossroads, and I was like, what? Is this like a choose-your-own-adventure game? Like, what is going on here?
So, a couple thoughts with this. Barry, first off, you totally need to be on top of this and, like, talking about the most crazy things and doing, like, write-ups of crazy levels. Like, that would be awesome. Everyone would love that. second thing, I need to get this game. And third, let's all make a level together. Like, if Xbox, that'd be crazy, right?
Yeah. Then you can totally do that. Like, hey, Chris, you build the world. Hey, and then you leave it there. I get it. I remix it to create quests. Then Matt gets it and remixes it to add in voice talent. You know, something like that. Like, you could actually do that kinds of stuff.
It's crazy. Level Save Games presents.
That would be insane.
Yeah.
I'm actually literally blown away by what you're telling me.
I smell fun ideas, folks.
No, but even when I was sitting down to like, I was like, oh, let me look at the enemies because I was in this tutorial, and it's like, as soon as you start doing that, it's like, oh, you get your enemy, you can go into his brain, basically is what they call it, and you can set him up with AI. You can change like every little piece of his clothing. You can change the way he attacks if he attacks. Like, there's so much stuff you can do. I was like, what? Like, everything can be so unique in that game.
Can you make him friendly?
I have no idea. I'm assuming if you go into brain, you can control their AI. You don't have to, like, there's certain things they don't have to do.
Yeah. And with the E3, I believe it was, demo, they were showing that you could also just turn, like, anything into something. Like, a rock could be an enemy or a pet. You could just go,
you know,
hey,
what?
A rock.
That makes sense, because one of the levels, I didn't play it, but it says something about you basically, you're a hero that's a bunny.
Ah.
You're a bunny.
That's awesome.
You're a bunny hero. And actually, one of the boards I played, because as you're going through and it's asking you, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? As you're like, make your own adventure thing. You don't have to choose. You could always just say, choose for me. You hit X and pull something out randomly for you. And one of the bosses that I got was a box. And so I opened up the box and like 12 squirrels came out of it. I had to start fighting squirrels. I was like, what?
Oh my god.
We need updates. Yeah.
Game of the year.
Yeah, after you get off, you need to play more of this, and we need to talk about it way more next episode. Tell us what you've made.
Yeah.
You need to make a level.
Yeah.
Just your own thing from scratch.
Just make something easy. Make Pong.
Yeah.
Make Barry Pong.
Just go ahead and remake Final Fantasy VII, why don't you?
Or each time the ball hits a paddle, it just screams.
I wonder,
it's really painful.
Help!
I wonder. You probably could make
Pong the RPG.
You probably could make a longer RPG if you can do like a playlist, because then you can make like this level is one playlist or this You know what I mean? Like, each level could be a different section of the game leading up to a bigger story.
That was actually, you reminded me, in Little Big Planet, they had, like, a thermometer to show how much stuff you could have in your level. The more detailed, the more your level would overheat, you know? Basically, it's just a bar. When you filled up the bar, you can't add any more to your level. Or you should take some stuff out or make it less complicated, that sort of thing. How does this work for that? Like, where's the limit?
I'm not sure, but I know
the sky's the limit, Chris.
That's not
sky's the limit.
Okay.
I do know at one point when I was creating all my side quests, like, I had like some ridiculous. I had like maybe 20, and it was like, no, you can't put any more in here. I was like, oh, okay. But still, I was like, that's still rad. Like, all these different things are in here. So.
That sounds like a.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So nothing else is going to compare to that this week.
Yeah, so I guess the podcast is done. Bye, guys. Go buy Xbox now.
Thanks, Barry.
We could talk about Candy Crush, Matt.
Yeah, Matt, let's talk about your Candy Crush.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Never mind. I have no idea what that is.
Matt's
what
been
is
playing
that?
Candy Crush, people.
No, I haven't. I've been playing Tiny Death Star and Disco Zoo.
That's a weird way to say Candy
Crush. Shut up. I don't play Candy Crush.
You got to level 65.
Wait, are you at level 65 in Candy Crush?
I don't know what level I'm at. Let me check.
Wait a minute. Thought you didn't play Candy Crush.
I have a couple friends who are like waiting for new levels. That's how far they are. It's kind of crazy.
Wow.
I am on level 65, yes.
I don't even know what Candy Crush is.
I have problems.
It's bejeweled with candy. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, I have. Oh God, so many terrible.
All right, who wants to talk about something else? Because this is. I can't.
I've been playing Disco Zoo.
Okay.
Disco Zoo's fun. But I've already talked about it, so it's boring now.
Well, you got a griffin. That happened this morning.
I got a griffin and a unicorn.
Can you make them dance?
And like 40 kangaroos. Yes.
Kangaroos.
You hit the disco button and they dance.
You always need more.
I have hippos that hop around.
Yeah, you always need more kangaroos, Matt.
Do you have to wait to press the disco button? Does it have like a cooldown timer?
Can you just press it constantly?
No, it has a cooldown timer.
What?
Yeah, and it runs on disco bucks, which you find when you're finding animals. It's a very silly game, but I enjoy it.
So what's the advantage of pressing the disco button? Besides the animals dancing.
It wakes them up all at once, so you don't have to go to each pen and open them up.
Okay.
And for some reason, my kangaroos are clucking right now. I think they think they're chickens.
All right.
And they also scream out the word kick. My platypus just said mert. I don't know what mert is.
Let's talk about
some
kind
of curse word. You might have to look that up and then.
Mert penguin anymore.
It's a platypus. It's not a penguin.
It starts with a P.
Well, I played a Year Walk. So
I played that on my phone. It's on Steam now, though, right?
Oh, you played it on your phone, really? It was on
iOS. It's been on iOS for like a year, and they just put it out on Steam.
Pretty
cool.
It's rad. Year Walk is a first-person point-and-click adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And
bizarre.
Yeah, it is. So, like, you start off, you meet some girl in a windmill. Apparently, you're seeing her, and she's supposed to marry someone else or something. It's like a love triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's done in, like, a silent movie fashion. So, like, it cuts away, and it shows text on the screen, but you don't know what your character is saying. So you can just kind of interject your own thoughts into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then your character basically decides he's going to go on a year walk. And a year walk is something where I guess you deprive yourself of food and drink and you lock yourself into a room till you kind of go semi-crazy.
Okay.
And then there's a point where you cross some kind of threshold and now you're like, I don't know if you're actually awake or not. I don't think you are, but you're like basically doing some kind of like shamanistic spirit walk basically is what it is.
It's like a spirit journey. It's actually a real thing. It's from like ancient Sweden. There was like it was called year walking, and people would just go on like spirit journeys for a year, and they kind of went crazy.
But they wouldn't eat or drink for a year. Is that right?
I think that's like leading up to the year walk.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
And then so basically, and that's what you're doing. So then it starts off with all of these different puzzles. And then because I couldn't really figure out what's going on until I started reading like the encyclopedia in the game. And it basically tells you like your goal is to get to the church, but you can only get, you have to get through the graveyard first. And there's a lock on the graveyard. So you have to try to find a key or something. But then like I saw some ghost lady that looked like she was part of a tree. And then so she starts floating around and I'm trying to follow her.
You sure this is Dark Souls you're talking about?
But as you're trying to, it's got a really rad art style, this game, especially. But then like
it's kind of like hand drawn, right?
Yes, it is hand drawn. And then
cool looking.
As you move, you're not like, because it's first person, you're not churning around. You're more or less just strafing throughout the world. Mm-hmm. And you kind of move from scene to scene by like you'll see like a pathway in front of you and you press up and then it opens up into like another part of the forest because you're in the forest the whole time. And that's it. You're basically just trying to like the game kind of leads you along to what you're supposed to do. So like for instance, I found the ghost lady. I followed her. She went in like she moved out of the screen and then a new path was created. So of course I went to the path. I see her go into a tree. And then I followed her into the tree, and then there's two owls that are just sitting there. Like, you click on them.
Chilling.
Yeah, and they go, whoo, and they both do, like, a different version. But that's
who,
it.
When?
That's all they said. And I was like, okay, now what do I do? And I found, like, a little shack a couple areas away. And I go into the shack, and there's just, a wooden doll hanging from the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, I didn't get it. So you actually you grab the doll's head and you spin it to like wind it up. I was like, when I first did it, I was like, because it's just I didn't expect its head to spin around. And so I did it a bunch of times and then it finally stopped and like a little song starts playing and then the doll starts moving like one arm at a time, left arm, right arm. And I was like, okay. Then after it's done, like and the head starts to spin around slowly and it's doing it as it's the song's playing. And then on the last one, it has like a shrieking sound. And then when as the doll's head spinning around, it has a shrieking sound and the doll's face is covered in blood. I was like, okay, I didn't expect that.
Alrighty. Ladies and gentlemen.
But then I happened to notice that there was like owls in the background drawn into like the wall. And I was like, oh, so like as its arms are moving, it's pointing at you which owl you click on next. So it's kind of giving you the pattern. Okay. I was like, ah. So I went and did it. Excuse me. And then like the lady appeared and gave me a key kind of thing. Excuse me. Yeah. And so
yeah, I'm gonna have to head back and check that out again. It's been a little bit.
One of the weirder ones was it talks about a pale horse being in a river. And so I found the pale horse eventually. I saw its little head peeking up. I grabbed it and pulled it out of the river, and it's in a tuxedo.
Yes, yes.
And then there's like, I think it's really weird, because then it's like, it's telling you that you got to go find four dead babies.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, and then you find like a, so it's like you have to watch, you have to look for blood and screams and listen for screams. So as you're walking around, you'll start to hear like weird, like, they're not screams. It's just kind of like a moaning almost. And you follow it and you'll see like blood on the snow and it led up into like a horse-drawn carriage. I was like, ugh, I moved the carriage and then like the baby kind of fell out of it. And then so I had to grab it and bring it back to the horse. It's starting to get really, like crazy. And then one of the other ones was I found that old lady again. And I won't say too much, but like just on this one part. So like she's kind of moving slowly and then she stops, you know, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And then it does one of those things where the screen flashes a bunch of times, like really quickly, and she moves up really fast. And by the time she gets to the main screen, her face is like a skeleton and makes like a screaming sound. But it happens so fast. I was like, oh my gosh, it scared the hell out of me.
The studio, they're called Simogo. They actually, I don't know if you've heard about it. It's a game called Device 6. It's on iOS.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, they made that, and that actually showed up on a bunch of year-end lists that I saw.
Oh, okay.
That's a really cool, like, it's basically a book that you read, but it's also, like, a mystery, so you have to solve the mystery. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure, like, book.
Oh, okay.
But it's on your, like, iOS device. It's pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah. Like you'll be getting to a certain part and like you'll hear voices or sound effects and like little videos will start playing. You have to like find your way.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Definitely check out Device 6. That's a cool one.
I will. Because this is like, I didn't know what was going on, but the farther I get into it, the more I want to like figure out what's going on and actually complete it. It doesn't seem like it would be too long, but it's like I was playing it late last night. And, like, I had that scary moment with that lady. There's another moment where something happened and I didn't expect it. And I was like, all right, screw this game. I can't take it right now.
I'm good for tonight.
Playing. I was like, okay, twice in a row and I'm not expecting it. It's too late to be scaring the hell out of myself. Like, twice it made me jump. And I was like, all right, I'm done. Done for tonight.
Do you need to wear a diaper when you play this game?
No, it's not that bad.
Sounds pretty bad, Barry.
Yeah.
So that's only $6 on Steam right now.
Yeah, it was $6. I checked it out. I was like, $6. It looks like a game I would like.
Point and click adventure game? Yes, that's right like up Barry's alley.
Well, I usually don't like them, but man, Serena and that one have been dope.
Yeah, really like Serena.
I just looked them up. Sumogo is a very small Swedish video game developer. How many employees would you think they would have?
Three. Two.
They have two, yes. Two employees. That is awesome.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
And they're making these weird freaking games.
I wonder if there's ever a time
good
where
for
like,
them.
One person is like, hey, we should put a horse in a tuxedo in the river. And the other guy just looks at him like, what? I just would love to see
the other guy was probably like, oh, so that's why we work together. I see it perfectly.
I just want to know if there's ever a time...
It's what I've always dreamt of.
...where one, like, weirds the other one out really badly. That would make me laugh.
Yeah.
Probably with that dead baby doll thing, I would have been weirded out
by
that.
Yeah. Yeah, when the head came spinning, I was like, oh, now I see the direction this game is going.
This is not
gonna get
be
it now.
A fun experience for me, is it?
Yeah. It's creepy. Creepy, creepy. So those are the three games I've been playing this week.
Sweet.
Yep. I had some fun.
What else have you been playing, Christoph?
So after beating Dark Souls, I played the game of staring at my game system, wondering if any game would ever live up to that experience again. you guys know what I'm talking about, right, though? Where you're like, you beat a game, you're like, oh, that was a ton of fun. Now I don't want to play anything else.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah,
kind of like after BioShock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I did the same thing after BioShock 2. It was like, this was a lot of fun. Now I'm done with games, I guess, for a while. Nothing else is going to be as good as that for a bit. I don't want to get into something heavily narrative. I don't want to get into something that I basically just want to play Pong right now. Is all I really want to play.
Screaming Pong, the RPG.
Yeah, basically that'd be fun. I popped in Final Fantasy 13 again. And
why?
I want to beat that. It's one of those games I kind of want to beat just to say I did. Kind of like Dark Souls. But man, that is not as fun as Dark Souls.
It's not a good game.
I don't know. The combat system is actually really good, but everything else around it is pretty.
What,
terrible.
Regular? In regular 13?
Yeah.
The combat system is like bunk.
No.
It's not good.
I disagree. I think the combat system in that game is pretty awesome. It takes a step back and lets you play as more of like a commander instead of like a direct participant. So you just kind of...
Yeah, I'm good on that.
...tell them how to do the battle, and then they'll go about
That's not Final Fantasy.
I guess. I don't know. I like games that let me kind of take a step back, and I don't have to directly control every single one.
That's some poop butt.
I don't
want to play it.
That leads me over to Persona 4, which I also started playing again. I am 80 plus hours in that game, and still it doesn't end. It hasn't ended. I don't know where the end of that game is.
That's like a 500 hour game. It doesn't end.
I've got two
good luck with
months
that.
Left.
It's an amazing game, but
it is. But
yeah,
I'm just
it doesn't
ready
end.
For it to end already. It's kind of like when you were watching, you know, the Ring trilogy. Or not the Ring. Sorry, the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Not the Ring trilogy. The Ring trilogy is garbage.
Samara goes to Mordor. What is this? Terrible crossover.
Oh,
terrible.
God. That would be... I would watch it just because.
7 days, you see the elves.
It would take... It's about how long. That's about how long that ending is for that series, is 7 days.
Smeagol finds a videotape.
How many... You guys remember, right, watching the Lord of the Rings trilogy and how many times it ended and then just picked it back up?
Yeah, the good trilogy. I remember that. Yeah, it was good.
Anyway, it's like that with Persona. It just doesn't... Like, I've reached the ending. Okay, the game should have ended. Nope, we're going to have another few weeks. All right, really good ending spot. Nope, going to keep going, sir. Okay, another good ending spot. Nope. You got 2 more months in this game, son. 2 more months.
It's a JRPG, though. It's what they do.
I know. It's just... It's a really good game. I've really enjoyed it. I just want it to be done, though. I'm so tired. I'm so tired of Persona right now. I'm ready to leave Inaba, get on that bus. Also, a little side note. I realized that the character that I'm playing is a real son of a gun. Because he's dating, like, all the women, and they all love him very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, okay.
Dude's a pimp.
Yeah, he's cheating on all the women in the game. And it's...
Yeah, well, you know, he's pimp master.
I didn't,
what he does.
That's not what I intended. I was like, oh, okay, let's have this fun conversation with all these people. Oh, God, I guess I'm dating all of them. Oh, God, they all love me. And then...
Well, if you want those trophies, you gotta...
Yeah.
Gotta be the Lothario. Gotta do it.
Gotta have them trophies. I thought, Matt, I was gonna platinum Persona, but...
You should platinum Persona. That'll take you another year. You should platinum it.
No way, man.
Do it. Do it. Don't be a lady. Do it. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. Do it, lady.
Hey, you know what? I was looking at my trophies just yesterday and realized that I had over half the trophies in Dark Souls. I think I might.
You're still a lady.
I'm considering platinuming Dark Souls.
You're a lady man.
I don't want to hear it.
Lady man.
Matt, I don't want to hear it. Don't even talk to me with your Candy Crush and your Disco Zoo over there.
Listen to you. Listen to you crying like a lady because you don't want to platinum it, lady.
Why is lady an insult? I would be happy to be a lady. They are strong.
Because this is
people.
A PG podcast.
Oh.
That's why you're a lady.
Oh, okay. I get it. Okay.
All right.
Little lady.
Lady.
All right. That's, I guess, fine. I'm not going to platinum this game, Matt, but I am going to
do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Do
Matt.
It.
No, it's not
do
happening.
It. Do it.
I will not
give
you your pressure. Welcome. So, that's all. Oh, I tried to play Antichamber again and just got frustrated, so we don't really have to talk about that. Except that game is.
Is that the sequel to Antichrist?
No, not even close.
Oh, okay.
Like,
that's a delightful film that I would recommend to anyone.
Polar opposites, I would like to say. Or at least real close on the spectrum.
You could just check out that Year Walk, though.
I'm thinking about it.
It's pretty rad. It's really rad. And once you get into it, though, seriously, like, read up on, like, its encyclopedia and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what
it was. At first, I was like, I do not get it, and use the map. I was just looking around.
Does on the PC, does it come with the companion?
What do you mean?
There's like a encyclopedia for it.
Yeah.
Okay, because it was like a separate app on the iOS that you download called Year One Companion, and that gave you a lot of background on it.
Yeah, no, that's in there. That's what I'm saying. Like, you should probably read that when getting into the game, or else you're probably like, I don't really understand anything.
What is happening?
What is happening here? Yeah.
We're probably going to say that anyway.
So, you know, real quickly, I want to go back to Project Spark.
Shaq Fu?
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
So, when I was going to Project Spark, when you like I said, you first come into your village, there's like these little question marks. The same way when you're creating side quests, there's these in your village. There's other question marks. You can go up there and you can choose what buildings you want. You know, so you could have like a sheriff's office, bakery, things like that. And so when you make your own home, there's like this is what I'm saying. Like, basically, the crossroads thing is to show you what's possible. That's what it says. It says play and be inspired. So it doesn't give you the full access to everything that's actually doable in Project Spark, but it gives you ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, things like this is, like, so I created my house, and I'm wandering around my house, and I'm like, oh, hey, like, oh, that's my mom. And so I start having a conversation with my mom. She's like, oh, you were going to leave without saying goodbye? And you're like, no, I love you. Like, you could say so to her. But after you're done, she's like, she gives you a hug, and it's like, oh, you got you got mother's blessing. Like, she gives you a buff if you talk to her, kind of a thing.
That's awesome.
Cool. Yeah, and I was like, man, there's going to be stuff like that in the game. Or, like, I went to the tavern, there's like they don't say they're drinking. Like, oh, I had too much sugar. Like, and they're like laying down in the back of the tavern. They can give you like side quests. Like, you can get side quests from all these different kinds of people. You can have like a kind of like a pawn shop. So you can go and like buy new armor and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I was just thinking about that mother's blessing thing. I was like, I got to tell them about that. Like, yeah, even stuff like that is possible in the game.
That is insane.
Yeah. Oh, I did play an actual game this week.
Oh, what did you play?
Candy Crush.
I played Shaq Fu for the Sega Genesis.
He's not going to let Shaq Fu go.
And I'm not even kidding. I played Shaq Fu this week, and it's just as bad as it used to be, but it's got Shaq in it, and he fights monsters and uses Shaq Fu. He doesn't use Kung Fu, but he uses Shaq Fu. And the reason I played is because they just announced that they're making a sequel, and I can't wait. They're making another Shaq Fu, and I cannot wait. It's going to be so bad. So yeah, that was my week. I played some Shaq Fu and, you know, Plants vs. Zombies and such. So.
Where's this Shaq Fu coming to?
I believe PC?
The NES.
No, it was a Genesis game.
I'm sorry, the Genesis. It's coming to the Genesis.
I'll tell you where it's not coming. The Wii U. Oh. It's not going there. No, they have standards over there.
Poor Wii U.
Poor Nintendo.
They're not doing so hot, so that sucks.
No, they're not.
All right.
Oh, well.
Let's not end on a downer. Ho-hokum.
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 Shaq Fu.
Hell horse in a tuxedo.
Ho-hokum. Yes. That's your Halloween costume this year, Barry. Your horse in a tuxedo.
You know, it looked like something out of Ren and Stimpy. Like, you know,
no, sir, I don't like it.
Ren and Stimpy crosses into that creepy area. That's what it looked like.
Yes.
Like, oh, okay.
You mean every episode of Ren and Stimpy?
Basically, yeah. Yeah.
That show was twisted. I loved it.
All right, I think that's it for this week.
I think so.
That's it. That's it for our podcast.
I don't know.
Should, if you listen to our podcast and you like it, you should probably tell your friends about it and tell them to get it on iTunes or come to the site and get it and listen to it.
That would be helpful.
You listen to it right from your phone on your your iPod app? No. Podcast app, or you listen to it directly from the site. Tell
iTunes
your friends.
Zoom app with your
Zoom?
Headphones and your things.
That's not a thing.
Right. And your tweak
audio. We don't do Zoom.
All right, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow me, Barry, at I'm Weapon. You can follow Chris at Snickle Socks. You can follow Matt at The Real Matt C. Follow Level Save at Level Save. Like us on Facebook. We always do giveaways and stuff. Again, tell your friends about this podcast, and if you leave us a 5-star review, Matt will read it on the air and give you a shout out.
Yes, I will.
If you want, you can leave your Twitter handle there, whatever else you want. We'll shout it out as we shout out
get some new
5-star
followers
review.
Because everyone loves followers.
Yeah. And
it makes the world go round.
That's it. Get in our forums. Come talk to us. That's one of the best places you can come talk to us.
Yeah, come there and yell at me.
levelsave.com/forums. Thank you for listening.
Woo!
Peace out.
Ho-hokum.
Ho-hokum.
Let's talk about how bad Batman is again.
No, stop it.
Stop it. We're done here. You're a jerk.
Yeah, and that's where the music is starting,
exactly.
Right after that.
Exactly.
I know it.